Hey guys, welcome to the Awkward Adult Podcast. I'm your long lost host, the awkward adult who has been missing for the past some months owing to some unforeseen circumstances. I had to change my name, my address, my country, and most importantly, the planet because of something very fishy that I did, which I'm legally bound not to disclose, and hence I won't. To know more about it, you can browse www.fishythingswhichididbutwhichicannotdisclose.com. Links in the description. But I should warn you, this website doesn't exist. Having addressed the elephant in the room, let's jump into this week's episode. Oh, wait, I already did the intro. Anyways, I hit some career setbacks over the past few months, coupled with a family medical emergency. Naturally, it affected my mental well-being. I had these feelings of hopelessness and sadness, and I lost all kinds of motivation to carry on with anything. I could not connect with the reasons why I was still continuing. Like, I felt my motivation was not strong enough to pull me out of the dark places that I then inhabited. And I started blaming myself. I felt like, why am I letting it affect me so much? It's not a big deal enough to be sad. I said to myself that I should try to focus more or only on the bright side and the positive things in my life, and it should make me feel better. But the only thing was that, you know, sometimes how you feel that there is no bright side to the situation in hand, because there actually isn't. I thought that I should not acknowledge the gravity of the situation and just float in denial, you know, the big old fake it till you make it philosophy. Looking back, I should not have acted like that when I was going through a tough time. On retrospection, I realized that is what is called toxic positivity. Toxic positivity is the overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state that results in the denial, minimalization, and invalidation of the authentic human emotional experience. This is the definition I read in the philosophygroup.com. Basically, toxic positivity is the belief that no matter how dire or difficult a situation is, people should maintain a positive mindset. This is something that I feel has evolved due to the growing fad when it comes to talking about mental health issues and influencers influencing or motivational speakers motivating people to be positive in every situation, because there is always a bright side to things and that you always learn and grow from setbacks. But it sounds far away from what happens in reality and how we should react when faced with certain tough situations. No matter how much we try not to, it is often very difficult to not get attached to our surroundings and the situations. It is only normal to let negative and sad things to percolate through us into our mind and let it affect our health and see the color in a jaundiced view. No matter how much anyone tells you to not think about it, it does affect. And you feel yourself sinking into this abyss of darkness and anxiety. One has the right to feel uncreative, unmotivated, and sad because of something bad happening in their life. This is necessarily not depression. This is a human response to something going wrong, which we are wired to feel and react to, and there is nothing wrong with it. I was not able to create anything good because, as I said, I felt very disconnected and I felt that whatever I do, I will never be good enough. I would not say that I am a heavy procrastinator or a lazy bum. For most of the time, I am either trying to work towards my goals or trying to align my goals. But I felt that my efforts were not rewarded, and that is when I realized this world is not suited for everyone. The rewarding system downright sucks in our world. I find people being celebrated for the wrong reasons when I'm asked to act the same way as they do to gain validation when my principles don't match with the said person. And you have no other option but to continue because, well, you have to pay bills and you have to live a life. And some people are in so obvious advantage over others and have to work extra hard to even be as good as them. And many people spend their lives feeling less just because they are in the wrong surroundings. And as I said, I lost my way and I thought maybe my podcast is not effective and it is not serving the purpose it was meant to serve. Or maybe I'm not working hard enough on it. Anyways, it took me a lot of refreshing YouTube motivational videos to refound my love for this podcast and why I started it in the first place. And I felt this urge to make an episode that I haven't felt in a very long time. It is very important to acknowledge to yourself that you are in a difficult situation and feel sad about it. You are doing no good to yourself or the world by seeing the good in every bad situation. Not all struggles you face are a lesson. Not all struggles make you stronger. Not all struggles are meant to bring out the best in you. You don't have to always turn your suffering to life lessons for others or yourself. Sometimes it's just a tough time in your life. Maybe it feels unjust and you feel unfair, but that's just it. There is nothing you can do about it or others can do about it. Getting sad or breaking down over it doesn't make you pessimistic or a weak person. It's just human of you to break down. Toxic positivity is just rejection of difficult emotions to replace it with a false sense of positivity and cheer. Not dealing with unpleasant emotions will only make one stunted with regard to emotional growth, which can worsen over time because they just build up inside you when you are maintaining a facade of positivity on the outside. And this facade comes with a sense of shame and guilt that you are not good at dealing with emotions or being strong or being adult. And not even kidding, I felt these emotions, and now when I am in a better state to acknowledge my feelings, I realize that, there is nothing to be ashamed of. It was just a difficult situation and I broke down. It's fine. I got vulnerable and it's okay that I felt like a loser. Having said that, what helped me go on with my life were my friends and family. Even though at one point I felt so saturated with discussing my problems with them, I am pretty sure that I overdid it. But it's better to overdo sharing than blocking people out of your life in these situations. After a certain point, you will get tired of yourself and it will help you cope better and recover faster because now you are done with feeling this way and it feels like, so this is the rock bottom and I either just stay here for a couple of few days or just climb up. So guys, don't stifle your negative emotions. Being sad in difficult times does not necessarily mean that you are suffering from depression. It just means that you are a fully functional human with a fully functional human emotions and you are working as nature intended you to work. So don't be hard on yourself that, I'm such a party pooper. It is very important to feel connected to your mind and body, to feel like a whole being. Toxic positivity is lying to yourself about your feelings and it results in a delusional cheer. Creating a universe where you are only acknowledging your positive emotions will not let you grow emotionally. In the light of COVID-19, this trend of toxic positivity is on its peak in social media sometimes. Either it tends to be overly positive or overly negative, nothing in between, and I do blame the media. So it is very important that you understand the difference. It is very important to keep a reality check from time to time. It is a very dark period, especially for India. The second wave of COVID-19 has brought with it death, sickness, and hopelessness like never before. The need of the hour is joining hands, not literally, and trying our best to make a difference in others' life or in yours. Let's reach out and seek out, and let's use social media for betterment to its fullest, to network and to get connected with each other and with resources that might help us. Stay at home and get out only if it's an urgent necessity. If you are getting out, kindly maintain social distance and wear a mask. Also, help out monetarily if you can to people who survive on daily wage. It is very important. It is a sad time and we never know if it's gonna end soon or if it's ever gonna end. So let's try our best to prevent it. Take care of your mind and body. Eat lot of healthy foods, practice ways to make your immunity stronger naturally. Don't listen to news from unreliable resources and try to maintain your sanity by self-care. Also, Eid Mubarak to everyone. I will see you again hopefully next week. I am trying to get back into my weekly schedule, so it might take some time. Till then, bye bye.